holiday scheme is recognised for its impact on families. A popular holiday scheme for youngsters in Dawlish has celebrated its success with a special event. Held at Westcliff School, where the club is based, Happy Holidays organisers Natasha Cleave and Roz Camp were joined by primary age children, parents and volunteers to mark what could be the final year of the project as it currently stands. Running during the holidays, the scheme offers both government-funded places and paid-for provision, helping local families with childcare. This is the final year of government funding, unless the new Labour government decides otherwise. In the meantime, Natasha and Roz are continuing their passion for childcare provision. Chairman of Teignbridge Council, Councillor Rosie Dawson, dropped in to congratulate the team and talk about concerns as to whether government funding will continue past December. She said, "I'm so impressed by the creativity and community approach to provision here. Roz and Natasha have support from the community to enhance the offer here and have even published a wonderful family booklet on healthy eating. Their involvement of the local food larder, veg box shop and Sainsbury's has really boosted the impact for children and families, which now includes breakfast for those who need it on arrival each morning." Councillor Dawson says she will be asking new MP Martin Wrigley to chase up what support will be available, presuming this funding ends in December as planned. And she would like him to visit the project during the summer and see how it is having a positive impact on the children and community. Children enjoyed giant bubble making, a Punch and Judy show, barbecue with creative fruit displays and face painting at the party before a free raffle. Parents say their children look forward to attending and have a wonderful time. Roz in particular is passionate about children trying new foods and has plans for celebrating World Avocado Day and Purple Fruit Day with up to 50 children attending each session, which runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Domestic violence and sexual abuse cases have seen a significant upturn across Devon over the past year, amid concerns these types of offences could go unreported in rural areas. According to a soon-to-be-published report by Devon and Cornwall Police, a third, that's 12,380,000 of all offences in the 12 months to the end of March 2024 are related to domestic abuse, representing a 6% increase over the previous year. The data comes shortly after a report from the National Police Chiefs Council showing that violence against women and girls has reached epidemic levels nationally. Up to 3,000 of these offences are recorded each day, showing that 1 in 12 women, an estimated 2 million, are victims each year. The report also found that more than 1 million related crimes were recorded across the country during 22-23, accounting for 20% of all reported crime and representing a 37% increase since 2018. However, as violence against women and girls is not an official crime category for Devon and Cornwall Police, the nearest related offences are domestic abuse and sexual assault. Claire Parris for the Devon and Cornwall Police said domestic violence was the peninsula's biggest problem, but added that it is a hidden harm and that this type of offence is not something that's readily and easily understood by members of the public.
Jam on top at Village Show. A celebration of flowers, fruit and vegetables, photography, poems, baking and craftwork took place in Denbury last weekend. The Village Hall was the venue for the annual Denbury Flower and Produce Show, now in its 52nd year. The hall was redolent with the heady aroma of numerous fantastic floral displays, while prize vegetables sat waiting for the judges to hopefully award a prestigious first prize. Said show chairman Robert Morgan, "Once again, the standard from all our exhibitors was very high. It certainly meant the judges had some tricky decisions to make. It was a good show all round. The weather hasn't been its best this season for growing, but the entries were still impressive. And although we were down on baked entries this year, we had more jams and preserves than we normally do." And the article is surrounded by beautiful pictures of flowers, vegetables, craft displays. And I have to say, I'm particularly taken by the photo of perfect condition carrots.
Hernandez backs Patel to lead Tories. Devon and Cornwall Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez has thrown her weight behind Dame Priti Patel's bid to become the next leader of the Conservative Party. Ms. Hernandez said she would back Dame Priti, telling TV host Mike Graham that the former Home Secretary was a law and order icon. Dame Priti is the fifth Conservative MP to join the leadership race to replace Rishi Sunak. Ms. Hernandez claimed Dame Priti had improved the lives of people in the South West while serving as Home Secretary from 2019 to 2022. She said, "It's really important that we've got someone who can deliver on their promises, and Priti is one of them. That's one of the reasons why I'm backing her." Ms. Hernandez, who won a third term as police commissioner in May, having served since 2016, also said Dame Priti was really invested in the police, citing the previous government's target of recruiting 20,000 more officers in England and Wales. She said, "We've got 686 extra police officers in Devon and Cornwall, thanks to her investment and council tax flexibility." She also applauded Dame Priti's move to extend custodial sentences to criminals convicted of assaulting emergency workers. "To me, she's on the side of policing, and she is a law and order icon," she added. "The issue of police numbers has proved a highly controversial one. Although there was an increase between 2019 and 2023, there was also a fall in officer numbers before 2017. According to fullfact.org, the true figure is about 3,500 more officers compared to 2010.